You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
The Wire. Can you tell us about how Trump's exit from the Paris Agreement will impact global emissions?
The United States is one of the world's biggest emitters of climate pollution, so obviously them exiting from the Paris Agreement is a big deal. And I think it'll have shaken the world a bit. But at the same time, you know, this isn't the first time that Trump has pulled out of a climate agreement.
Sorry about that, everyone. A little bit of technical difficulties there. One of Trump's first measures after taking office was to withdraw the United States from the Paris Agreement. The Paris Agreement, also called the Paris Accords or Paris Climate Accords, is an international treaty on climate change that requires its signatories to set their own emissions reduction targets and to report regularly on their progress. Trump's withdrawal from the Paris Agreement makes the United States one of only four countries in the entire world who are not signatories to the Paris Agreement, with the other three non-signatories being Iran, Libya, and Yemen. I spoke to Amanda Larson from Greenpeace Aotearoa to discuss the implications of Trump's exit from the Paris Agreement and how Aotearoa should adjust its own climate targets in response. Can you tell us about how Trump's exit from the Paris Agreement will impact global emissions?
The United States is one of the world's biggest emitters of climate pollution, so obviously them exiting from the Paris Agreement is a big deal. And I think it'll have shaken the world a bit. But at the same time, you know, this isn't the first time that Trump has pulled out of a climate agreement. And last time people got on with the work, countries got on with the work. And I think it's just a wake-up call that every other nation needs to step up their ambition, and that includes New Zealand.
How much does the United States currently contribute to global climate change and emissions?
A huge amount. Like I said, I don't know the exact numbers, but an enormous amount. I mean, historically as well, one of the biggest polluters in the world. So obviously it's a big deal when they pull out of this agreement.
Did we see any major emissions reductions during Biden's term due to his own targets under the agreement?
I mean, in particular in the United States, we've seen a huge boom in renewable energy generation, and that's including in places that you might consider to be more sort of Republican or conservative, like Texas, for example, has had a huge surge in wind power. There's been a boom in solar as well. And some people are kind of saying that that means that Trump's decision is kind of irrelevant because the energy revolution is marching on without him due to market forces and people's preferences. So yeah, I mean, that's a silver lining and a hopeful message in spite of this quite disturbing turn of events.
Will individual states in America be able to challenge the decision by Trump?
I sound American, but I'm not American, so I don't know as much about American politics as someone who actually comes from there. But states do have a decent amount of autonomy to be able to push through their own climate action, and there will be a number of them. I mentioned Texas. I mean, there's also California as well, has had very ambitious climate targets, so there will be a number of states that will sort of push ahead despite this direction from the federal government.
What do you think of Trump's statement that the United States will not sabotage its own industries while China pollutes with impunity, noting that China is a signatory of the Paris Agreement?
So China's energy transition is moving incredibly quickly, and you know, particularly when it comes to solar, China's a massive adopter of solar. So there is a kind of replacement going on within China of fossil fuel energy with renewables. I mean, having said that, it is still a major contributor of climate emissions. I think the point is, like, it's not sort of us versus them. You know, the climate change knows no borders, and all of us are at risk. And so regardless of where the pollution comes from, you know, it's all of our grandkids' future that we're talking about, right? And the wildfires in LA, I think, are a really important example of that, where people have lost their lives and homes very recently because of climate-driven disasters. So, yeah, it's not us versus them, it's everyone together. That's the point.
And, of course, how should Aotearoa New Zealand respond to Trump's exit from the Paris Agreement?
I think it's a wake-up call that we need to increase our ambition. Unlike Donald Trump, neither Christopher Luxon or the climate change minister, Simon Watts, have ever denied climate change. They have said that they're committed to the Paris Agreement and to climate action. Having said that, over the last year, they have rolled back many, many policies that would actually cut pollution. So it's time really to turn that around. And I think the most important message for New Zealand is, like, acting on climate change has so many co-benefits for our health, you know, whether it comes to replacing fossil fuel cars and transport, or whether it comes to, you know, cutting livestock numbers, which would improve drinking water quality, animal welfare, all that kind of stuff. All of these things that are good for the climate are good for people and animals and nature as well.
All right. Thank you very much, Amanda. That's about everything from me. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just wanted to mention as well, this might not be on people's radar because it's a bit wonky, but on the 10th of February, New Zealand's due to submit a new climate target, and it needs to be more ambitious than the last one. And the Climate Change Commission has said we really need to up our game, especially on methane. And the main source of methane emissions is the livestock industry. So really need to cut cow numbers here. And the truth is, that's kind of our overseas customers, which is our main market for livestock products. They want to see better animal welfare, better environmental management, and less climate pollution. So if we're to stick with the times and deal with climate change, then that's what we've got to do. We've got to cut cow numbers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.